Andrew Wiley. Talk a little bit about coming from Eastern Michigan and getting ready to get play for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, going to Eastern Michigan, obviously, they were my only offer out of high school, so I took it, and I had a great 4 years there. I think I had some 44 starts in my time at Eastern Michigan. Made some really good friends, and had a lot of great times.
What do you think it was during your time at Eastern, the players going through the off-season programs, learning how to be a pro, that taught you how to be a professional player?
There was a lot that I learned at Eastern Michigan that taught me how to be a professional football player. We've had a few coaching staffs there, a few head coaching changes. I've learned a lot from every single one of those guys. But then just the guys I was around too. We had a real tight group of guys. And we went through those crucial years in our lives where we matured a lot. So a lot of those things had a great effect on me.
And what do you see in the future of Eastern Michigan's program?
Yeah, so my senior year was the first year we went to a bowl game, and in 30 years there, and they've been going to bowl games pretty consistently now. So that's something that myself and the senior class that I was a part of take great pride in. So I think they're going to continue to have success. They're going to continue to be making bowl games, and hopefully getting some wins and some bowl rings as well.
And then towards the end of your career there, Max Crosby started coming in. Now he's with Oakland. What was it like going up against him this year twice?
Yeah.
And what that means for Eastern Michigan to have two guys playing in NFL games?
Yeah, he's a tremendous player. Eastern, we have a few guys in the league, but Max, to come in and have the rookie year that he had was impeccable. I think he was, and he should have been talked about more for, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I know he got talked about a little bit for that, but he was in serious consideration for that, and it just speaks volumes for the type of player that he is.
And then last question, getting ready for this game, how are you preparing? Is there anything out of the norm?
It's nice having an extra week to get ready to go down to Miami. Just preparing like it's any other week, though. Staying locked in the playbook, getting after it in practice. But, yeah, it's really nice having these extra couple days to get ready.